It's 12 o'clock and this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon, I'm Jacqueline DeForge. It's 5 degrees and sunny outside our East York studios. In the news today, General Motors has announced it's pouring $235 million into improving its St. Catharines plant. That'll secure up to 400 jobs in Ontario. It's part of a larger plan to invest almost $900 million in improvements to five of its North American plants, securing 1,600 jobs across Canada and the States. Its New York plants will get nearly half the money. They'll also be upgrading plants in Ohio, Indiana, and Michigan. The upgrades will allow GM to build more fuel-efficient engines. In other news, Toronto police are getting a head start preparing for G20 disruptions this summer. Police are expected to be out in full force on the weekend of June 26th as world leaders and protesters descend on the downtown core. Police say they're monitoring social media sites for tips on possible protests. According to Constable Wendy Drummond, it's not the first time they've done so. In addition to checking Twitter, they've also met with some protest groups face-to-face. Drummond says they've been talking with potential protesters about how they plan to demonstrate peacefully. And the Harper government says it won't fund foreign aid programs that include abortion. MP Jim Abbott announced yesterday that abortion won't be covered under the G8 maternal health plan, putting Canada at odds with several G8 partners, including the United States. When U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton came to Canada last month, she recommended including abortion in the plan. A rep for Harper wouldn't say whether Canada will be cutting any current support. Turning now to sports. The Blue Jays lost 13-12 at home to the Boston Red Sox last night. It was their third straight loss, but also their highest scoring game of the season. In NHL playoff news, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals 4-1 last night. Mike Camilleri scored 2 goals early on, and Yaroslav Halak made 53 saves. They've staved off elimination from the playoffs for the second game in a row. The decisive Game 7 is set for Wednesday night in Washington. And the Boston Bruins won the series 4-2 last night. They beat the Buffalo Sabres 4-3, ousting them from the playoffs. And the Detroit Red Wings will face off against the Phoenix Coyotes in Game 7 tonight. In entertainment news, Canadian novelist Tim Babiak visited Toronto to tell his fans a story of how to become a man. Babiak launched his latest novel, Toby, a Man, at East York's Dora Keg Pub. About 25 fans gathered to hear him recount the plot. The novel is about Toby, a Montreal etiquette commentator. Toby undergoes a series of tragedies and loses his girlfriend, his apartment, and his job. Toby transitions from becoming nothing to becoming a man. Babiak says Toby becomes a man when he adopts a little boy and takes care of his dying father.
Has his tragedies, he has to leave himself, and I think that is when you become a man, is when you start doing good things for other people.
Babiak says his book encourages readers to put the needs of others before their own. In other entertainment news, police have canceled Justin Bieber's Sydney concert after fans swarmed the venue, sending at least 8 girls to the hospital. Thousands of teens camped out on Sunday night in anticipation of Bieber's concert. He was scheduled to go on stage at 8 a.m. Monday morning. When the doors opened earlier than anticipated, rumors started that the singer had arrived early. That's when fans started to swarm. Of the 8 girls who were hospitalized, one had fractured her kneecap while the others had hyperventilated. And that's Observer Radio News. For more updates, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Jacqueline DeForge.